It's Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Jimmy, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob.
Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just
now. When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, welcome to our last hour of the week, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I'm your host, along with Andy Pate and Charlie Grimes. You have an announcement.
I have an announcement, folks. It just came through. Jeff Baker, Arapahoe County Commissioner of District 3. He is my commissioner, and he's a wonderful guy, Republican, just won by 165 votes. In
That's
an airtight
all?
Election, in a hard blue year for Arapahoe County.
Wow.
Love it, love it, love
How
it.
How many votes?
165 votes.
Unbelievable.
And I can't tell you what a great guy he is. Jeff Baker, congratulations from us at Rush to Reason.
Yes.
Way to go.
Way to go. And that, folks, that just goes to show you your vote does count.
It counts.
165. That's all it was.
Fantastic.
Wow. That's really good. So, all right, up next, we have got Jim Simpson joining us. Jim, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you this fine afternoon, sir? Or evening, I should say now.
Yeah, it is. How are y'all doing?
We're doing very well, Jim. Thanks for joining us. Talk to us about Biden corruption down in Guatemala, if you would, please.
Well, you know, it's of a piece with everything he does. He went down there in 2014, 2015, three times to try to convince the president of Guatemala to maintain a contract with this UN body that had been installed in Guatemala since 2007, ostensibly to stem corruption. But what it did instead was it arrested all of the left's political enemies and threw them in jail. And it was outside of Guatemalan law, so Guatemalans had no power over it. And it was just totally arbitrary. Two people in jail violated Guatemalan law in many cases. And the president didn't want to renew its contract. Biden went down there and told him that if they did not renew the contract, $1 billion aid package would not be forthcoming. And, you know, this is the same old story as happened in Ukraine. And at the same time, he said, and I want you to restore a contract with Baxter International, which is a big pharmaceutical firm that had been supplying some dialysis machines to the Social Security system down there, but it was replaced by a Mexican company, and there was alleged kickbacks to some members of the government. So CSIG went and arrested everybody at the top level of the Social Security system and threw them in jail. And two doctors and a congressman died in jail. They didn't receive proper medical treatment. And but so it was very interesting because at the same time, Biden was lobbying them to restore this contract with Baxter International, CSIG was arresting those people who had changed to a different provider, and it became a huge trial where all kinds of people innocent or guilty, didn't matter, got swept up and thrown in jail without trial, and in many cases with no charges. And Biden was there just coincidentally to tell them that they needed to renew this contract. Well, the president of Guatemala claims that Biden had a financial interest in that country, and other people said that as well. I have to say that I was independently unable to verify that, but the fact is that Biden had control over everything that happened in Central America, and right up the street in Guatemala, he set up his brother as one of the largest land developers in Costa Rica, and got government grants to support a new development, got government grants to support the largest solar energy facility in Costa Rica with a $60 million grant, or not a grant, but a $60 million guaranteed loan from the government. And guess who was the partner in that? His brother Frank, and Frank's, it was called Sun America Fund. And Frank had as much experience in the solar industry as Hunter Biden had in high finance, you know? So it's just the same story all over the place. And so it looked like the same thing's happening in Guatemala. But the CSIC was a terrible, terrible organization. And at the same time that was running, the State Department was putting radical leftists in top positions in the judicial system. And so it really gets, there's a lot more to this story, and I can talk about it, but I'm sure you have questions.
Well, Jim, really quick here, before even going into the story, I got to ask you, I have never in my life seen a president more protected by the media from his corruption than Barack Obama until now. Do you suspect if Joe Biden gets into the White House that he is just going to double that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and this is something that I've actually written about and talked about for a long time. The left, the hard left, the communist left, and I put them in that category.
Yep, we do too.
Absolutely.
Yep, definitely.
They are not interested in any kind of ideology. Communism is not so much an ideology as it is a body of strategies for grasping power and keeping power and delivering to its top leaders untold wealth. I call them entrepreneurial parasites because they are incapable of producing anything of value.
Yep.
Yet they will commit mass murder to maintain positions of power and enjoy all of the benefits conferred to the people in power. You know, all of the Soviet leaders had massive estates with, hundreds of servants, and they could get any kind of anything they wanted from anybody. And the same holds true, I mean, this is with the Kims in North Korea, the Castros in Cuba. Doesn't matter where you go, a small clique of individuals make vast wealth and have unlimited power. And that is the absolute addiction that these people have. That's what the true nature of communism is, and these people are all communists.
Jim, you are spot on. And again, you speak our language and even how you describe it and what you say, because we feel the exact same way. And, you said in some cases you haven't been able to substantiate some of these things, but, the fact remains. And, and by the way, I appreciate you saying that, because you're an investigative journalist. You know these things right and left more so than we would ever, imagine knowing. And I appreciate you doing that, by the way.
Yeah. No, well, I'm not going to say things that I can't substantiate, but it would be more surprising if he were not involved with Baxter International than the possibility that he is, just because Pat is prologue. I mean, everything else he does indicates that kind of behavior. Everything. Everything he does.
Hey, Jim, as an investigative reporter, over the years, I'm sure that you've seen so many of these corruption cases rise up. And there's always, before you see the evidence where you can lock it down, there's all kinds of smoke before you can discover the fire. Does it get to a point for you where there's so much smoke where you flat out know somebody is guilty? Now, you can't prove it yet, and I understand that, and you wouldn't make the claim absolute unless you can prove it. I get that. But in the case of Biden, both in Guatemala and Ukraine and these other places, do you think it's fair to say that you've never seen this much smoke without the fire?
Oh, well, I think there's fire. I mean, I think that there's clear evidence of corruption. I mean, the Biden emails.
Sure.
I
was talking more Guatemala.
Oh, Guatemala. Well, yeah, I think there's enough smoke to assume that there's fire there as well. But, you know, the larger story in Guatemala is, for example, the State Department, you know, it's Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and the Obama State Department put top communists in top-level positions in the government. So, for example, between 2010 and 2014, they put a person by the name of Claudia Pazzi Paz as the attorney general. And basically, they had no authority to do this, but they essentially put a gun to the head of the Guatemalan commission and the president and said, this is the guy that we want to be your attorney general. That's the guy, that was a lady, to be your attorney general.
Right.
She was the daughter of one of the communist guerrillas, Castro-supported communist guerrillas, that launched the civil war in Guatemala that lasted from 1960 to 1996. Her father was a guerrilla leader. And there were still plenty of guerrillas in the countryside. And she rebranded them. They were no longer communist guerrillas. They were now human rights groups. And they got protected status. And the Obama administration advocated their growth and spread throughout the countryside. And what these groups did was they extorted money from the farmers, from, you know, poor indigenous people. They gave them a choice, work for us or pay us if you want to keep it, you know, and basically squeezed them dry. They blocked any kind of economic development programs in the countryside, like dams and bridges and things like that, that would have provided jobs and prosperity. They made sure that those people stayed poor, and at the same time, they ramped up crime enormously. And in 2010, they only operated in a small corner of the country. By 2014, they had covered most of the country, and by 2015, practically all of the country. And they were the reason that Guatemalans hit the road and came to the United States en masse, starting in 2012, moving up to the biggest numbers in 2014, prior to when President Trump was elected. And right in the middle of that, Barack Obama announced DACA.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, Barack Obama and the U.S. State Department provoked violence and poverty in the countryside against the indigenous people of Guatemala. That was the stick. And then the carrot was DACA.
Let's come up here.
And they instigated that mass migration. They were responsible for instigating. It was a premeditated strategy
to
swamp our borders.
Mm. They were using that basically as part of their plan to remake America.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. And Claudia Pazzi Paz was thrown out in 2014 by Perez Molina, the president that Joe Biden went down pressure, and Perez Molina wasn't going to have any more of that. And so a replacement came in who turned out to be just as bad, another recommended person by the U.S. State Department, turned out to be just as bad. And then after Perez Molina reluctantly agreed to keep the U.N. organization, this acronym is CSIG, reluctantly, after he agreed to keep it with the billion-dollar aid package hanging over his head, and he also agreed to reinstate the Baxter International contract, right after that, the new attorney general had him arrested and thrown in jail, where he remains to this day, without trial.
Wow. Jim, it's always a joy having you. Good stuff. We got to take a break, and I do appreciate you taking time out of your Friday night to join us. And
Sure. I
will have you back in the future, as always. We do appreciate it, Jim.
Well, great to be with you.
You're very well. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And by the way, you can find Jim all over the internet. Just type his name in. He's the author of The Red-Green Axis 2.0. American National Insurance is next. Paul Leuenberger, great guy. Would love to make sure that you've got the proper insurance. He is my agent. He'll help you. It's a simple phone call, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance will make you financially whole. Losing your home or vehicle in a disaster will leave an emotional impact, no matter how much insurance you buy, but it doesn't need to hurt you financially. John Rush personally knows homeowners who have ended up in bankruptcy because they didn't have proper insurance. Even after their houses were completely destroyed, they still had to make mortgage payments. Imagine trying to find a new place to live while still paying a mortgage on your old house, which no longer exists. The same thing has happened to vehicle owners who continue to make payments on totaled vehicles because they didn't have enough coverage to make them financially whole. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, will make sure that even in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
All right, Bruce Simmons is up next, our reverse mortgage specialist, actually the professor of reverse mortgages. Give him a call today if you're interested in a reverse mortgage and learning more and learning the ins and outs of how they actually work. Don't take somebody else's word for it. Talk to Bruce instead. Find him at klzradio.com or 303-467-7821.
You don't need it now, but you will need it someday. You're still working, and you're not planning on retiring immediately, but you'd like to have cash available for your future. A reverse mortgage line of credit allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into tax-free, liquid money available to you at any time, and you don't need to use it right away. KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce Simmons, has been hearing from homeowners 62 years and older who haven't retired yet, but who would like to get a reverse mortgage now while interest rates are still so low. Bruce can help you maximize the amount of money available to you, setting up a line of credit that will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. Don't wait until you retire. Plan ahead now so you know you have the money when you need it. Set up a free consultation with Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Folks, Flesh and Beck and insurance companies, they, yes, want to settle. That they want to settle with the least amount of money out of their pocket as possible. And not saying they're all bad, but, you know, they don't really care so much about you as they do their bottom line. That's where Kevin comes in. Call him if you've had any issues with an insurance company wanting to settle, not giving you the full value of the claim, and making you whole again. That's what Kevin does. He is trial-tested, trial-ready, 303-806-8886, or find him at fleshlawfirm.com.
The hard part of my job is getting the case ready for trial. The really fun part of my job is going to trial.
Call the personal injury attorney who enjoys going to trial, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law.
The thing that people need to do when they're talking with lawyers about trials, ask the lawyer that they're talking to whether they like to go to trial or not.
Although most personal injury cases settle outside of the courtroom, you want an attorney who stands ready to represent you at trial.
The reason that we say trial tested, trial ready is because we do enough cases that we are always ready. And it's like anything else. You ride a bike or, you know, you shoot trap. If you do it often, you're still in good regular practice on it. If you do it once a year, not so much.
Trial tested, trial ready. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesch. Call today for a free, no obligation consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for listening to us today. We do appreciate it very much. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and the Pope.
The Pope. The Pope has called Joe Biden to congratulate him on being elected president. Somebody should let the Pope know it's not final yet.
No, it's not.
What's your rush? Well, here's what his rush is. The Pope is a leftist. He's a hardcore leftist.
Yes, he is, very much so.
He's a communist. He's a leftist. He is a Marxist.
Yes.
Okay. And I know we are speaking as non-Catholics. I don't care. I'm going to call somebody. What his statements and his views say that he is? And he called him this. And by the way, NPR, of course. By the way, NPR, who NPR. Pays for NPR? Help me out here.
We do, the taxpayers.
We, the taxpayers, pay for NPR, who referred to Joe Biden as a, let's see here, deeply devout Catholic.
Yeah, not.
Unbelievable.
Not.
Unbelievable. By the way, this from Cardinal Raymond Burke, who does not see him as a devout Catholic. Cardinal Raymond Burke wrote, "I can't imagine that he, Joe Biden, would present himself as a devout Catholic. He has a record which is unfortunately perfect in promoting the attack on the innocent defense of the unborn. He is also not correct on the issues with regards to marriage and the family. The great darkness in our nation comes from the wholesale slaughter of the unborn, also the attack on the family, all this gender theory, and now the attack on religious freedom," quote unquote, from Cardinal Raymond Burke. Thank you, sir. Cardinal Burke, you are dead on correct. This man promotes tax-funded abortion up until the day of birth. So, Joe Biden wants all people of all faiths, it doesn't matter what we believe, to have to pay our taxes to the slaughter of fully formed babies in the womb up until the day of birth. And this Pope is calling him saying, hey, congrats.
Yep.
Way to go, buddy.
What is wrong with that picture?
A lot is wrong with that Thank picture. You. And I know a lot of Catholics
agree.
Have had it.
Yes, I fully agree.
There you go.
Purify Chevrolet's next, folks. Anything you need for your vehicle or anything you need in regards to a vehicle, they've got you covered. They can fix your GM vehicle as well. Great weekend to buy a car, by the way. It's going to be beautiful out. Head on up to Fort Lupton tomorrow. Drive a car. Buy a car. Highway 52 and Highway 85, 303-659-8311. Or find them on the web at purifychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purifoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purifoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
County. Golden Eagle Financial is next, folks. Al Smith, he would love to help you out with all of your financial planning. He's an advisor. That's what Al does. 303-744-1128. Find him again at klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Gino's Auto Service, folks, is next. They would love to help you out with all of your vehicle needs. Steve Horvath, the owner, was on with me yesterday. You won't meet a nicer guy, and he really does want to make sure that your vehicle is up to speed, that you're saving money by keeping it up to speed, which is what you do when you actually take care of your vehicle. And he'll do that. They've got loaner cars. They'll take care of you. They've been there for 37 years in Littleton. They're heading into their 38th year this very next year. Gino's Auto Service is Gino's with a J, 303-794-6700.
Winter is coming quick, and if there's one thing Gino's knows, it's that a well-maintained vehicle performs and lasts, especially during the harsh and sudden Colorado winter weather. Take advantage of Gino's free multi-point inspection before winter arrives. We'll evaluate your vehicle by looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty, covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Gino's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers through NAPA Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done. If you think your vehicle will benefit from our multi-point inspection, give Gino's a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stay safe this winter. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for listening to us today. We do appreciate it very much. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, Rob from Mighty Hand Construction calling in. Rob, welcome. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for letting me chime in here. I just heard the pro-life discussion on the way home and wanted to add a few thoughts.
Glad you did. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, it's been a point of contention in our local church. Not necessarily that the stance on pro-life, because we know God hates the shedding of innocent blood, especially in the womb. The safest place on planet Earth should be a mother's womb.
But right.
The contention in our church is whether or not the vote for the Republican ticket would actually help the pro-life cause. And sadly, I've had some leaders actually try to convince me that, you know, even if we did pro-life political efforts, and even if Roe v. Wade were reversed, it somehow wouldn't actually save that many lives. And one of the guys told me 20 to 30%. I said, well, Pastor, that's millions of babies. That's a lot of lives.
Right.
You've got to be kidding me, Rob. You've got to be kidding me. They actually think
that was one of their arguments.
They're actually advocating that there's no difference between voting for the Republican and the Democrat ticket.
Well, it's that old argument that people are going to find a way to do abortion anyway. And there's the other argument of, well, it's not really the government's job to. I don't believe it's wrong, but it's not their job to force the, you know, people not to do it. And I said, of course it is.
Well, Rob,
that's the whole point of government, right?
Rob, is it your
point is that they would keep evil at bay?
First of all, I agree, and secondly, is it your job to pay for it?
Thank you. That was a comment I was going to make because
evidently
what they don't understand, Rob, is it's our tax dollars that are actually going to fund that, and that's a whole different argument now. When you start talking to these folks, and maybe they don't understand it's our tax dollars that are actually going to fund these things. Maybe that's where they need some different education, because the fact of the matter is, yeah, there's a big difference between, you know, voting for each ticket when it comes to the things that we're talking about.
Right. Well, and I tried to explain how everyone believes the government should intervene in human free will and decisions. I mean, it's just the conservatives believes the government should have very little intervention other than things like murder. That's when they should intervene. But they should leave us alone on health care and education and, you know, our taxes and other things other than the bare minimum they need to protect us, like the military and the police. Whereas the liberal, they actually are the ones that want the government involved in everything.
Yep.
You know, and so it's a hypocritical to say
it very much
I
is.
Personally believe it's wrong, but don't think the government should intervene. And the last thing I'll say, let you guys go here.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Take your time.
What I told my pastor was, the last thing I said was, what do you think the baby in the womb would vote if it could vote? Mm. You know, if we're supposed to be defenders of the defenseless, fathers of the fatherless, if that's the heart of God, what would the baby vote? It would vote to live.
Yeah, so I guess, Rob, the other thing that I would add into an equation in a nice way, I mean, you know, we're talking to supposedly, you know, like-minded individuals, but I guess I would have to just run down the entire you know, Democrats, you know, versus the Republican platforms themselves.
Yeah.
And I would have to just run through point by point with anybody along those lines. Say, you know, let's take 15, 20 minutes and sit down and run through the platform. And as we read through it, tell me which one of these aligns better with not only your values as a Christian, but with what Scripture says. And then tell me which way as a Christian you should be voting. To me, Rob, this is pretty black and white.
Absolutely. And I did that with the youth group, and I took some heat for doing that. And I wasn't trying to indoctrinate. I'm trying to educate. I'm trying to get them to think for themselves.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, thank you for saying that, because when you actually say, listen, where do you, you know, to me, anybody, I don't care whether you're even a nonprofit. You know, we've got a lot of folks that I interview, for example, that come from the Heritage Foundation where they can't endorse particular candidates.
Right.
But what they can do, and this is what you need to do inside the church, is say, listen, I'm not endorsing either side. What I'm saying is, here's the educational aspect. Here's the Democrat platform and what Christians believe. Here's the Republican platform and what Bible-believing Christians believe. Which one of these aligns most with what you believe? This isn't complicated.
Yeah, we got to keep in mind, folks, that back in the times of Christ, the Jews and these people didn't have a vote. We now have votes that we are responsible for.
Right.
They had what they were responsible for in being citizens back then. We have what we're responsible for in being citizens now.
Right.
I mean, they had votes, but not like we do, okay?
No,
and,
not even close.
Well, that
not even
one
close.
Of the arguments
and real quick, for everybody listening, Rob, you know this, but I just want to make sure everybody out there listening understands, especially as Christians. We are the only country ever on the history of the planet that gets to do what we do when it comes to voting for a particular candidate to govern. Oh, you know, and I hate to use that word govern, because here's the reality. We, the people, are the governors of this country. They work for us.
Right.
So when we cast a vote, we are essentially casting a vote to hire someone to represent us and run the country, which we own as citizens.
Right.
And I think a lot of Christians, Rob, get what I just said backwards.
Yep. Well, and that was one of the arguments they used was, you know, the Roman Empire, they were throwing babies away, and you don't see Paul the Apostle saying that Christians should try to change the governmental laws. And I said, wait a second, they didn't have a say in the governmental laws.
No, they didn't.
Dude, what about Esther? You know, what about Esther?
Great example.
To the king and said, hey, this law is unjust.
Great example.
Daughter of the Jews, we gotta change this, you know?
And by the way, Rob, in that
totally
particular story, when Esther did that and actually did prove what was happening, the guy that was actually in charge of the government, quote unquote, that was actually going to go out and do the things, the killing that he was intending to do, guess who ended up getting killed?
That's right. Yep, that's real justice.
Hey, can I throw something else in here? Hello, folks. We are supposed to be good stewards of what we have been given. In modern America, that includes a vote that affects whether or not babies are killed.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
Now, Rob, you're on the right track.
Amen.
And, you know, what's really sad is that we have to have, and I've had some of these conversations on social media and in other areas as well. So, you know, my hat goes off to you for even doing so. And by the way, everybody listening, Rob from Mighty Hand, this shows you the integrity that Mighty Hand Construction has. And when you hire them to do the things around your house, windows, gutters, siding, expansion, basements, you know, kitchens, bath. Rob, what I'm telling everybody is you guys have integrity that you're not going to find in a lot of other companies. And I say this always, and I will continue to say so.
Thanks, John.
I want to buy from like-minded individuals that look at things the same way I do, and that's what you guys at Mighty Hand do. So not only hats off to you for doing what you're doing on that end, but hats off to what you guys do in the business world as well.
Hey, I appreciate that. That really means a lot. And you know, maybe you could take some time. I'm sure you guys, you do this, you know, every day. But to really articulate, I think there's a confusion on why the Republican ticket actually does defend life. You know, they're under the impression that, you know, it's impossible. I think some Christians, it's resignation. They've just given up. You know, we've fought this for years. It's never going to change. Let's just change the individual heart of each person. Well, yeah, absolutely.
And that's,
let's
thank you. Yeah, well, let's do both, Rob.
But,
we can do, and by the way, we should be doing both, because by the way, when we change that human heart and the human condition, the politics and the other things that are out there also change along the same lines. And what I don't think these Christians understand is if we go all the way back in time to the beginning founding of this country, It was the right hearts and minds of individuals that I believe God's hand was upon that set the wheels in motion for this country in the first place. And had their hearts not been right, leaving England, by the way, for persecution of being a Christian and wanting to have a free will and wanting to have a voice and wanting to be able to defend themselves and all these things that we left England for to come here, are we as Christians just going to give all that up now?
Right. Well, it's because we've been deceived. I think many in the church have been taught or deceived that liberty and justice for all is only an American patriotic ideal, and it's not an actual Christian gospel ideal. When it's both. It came from Scripture.
Right. I mean,
who first delivered the slaves? Moses did it before Abraham Lincoln, right?
So that's right.
God loves liberty and justice for all, including those in the womb.
That's exactly right. But Rob, well said. Keep up the great work, and I appreciate what you're doing, sir.
Hey, same here. Okay, thanks, guys.
You're very welcome, Rob. I appreciate it. And just gave me an idea, too, that we always kind of talk and brainstorm about things around here at the top of the hours as we start to head forward. And we all know that most likely, well, not most likely, we will not be here Thanksgiving or the day after. So Andy and I and Charlie, just a little bit ago, we're trying to figure out what do we do for Thanksgiving programming. We've already got that figured out. I'll tell you more about that as we get into that particular week. But it just gave me an idea, Andy, as to most likely we will take next Friday's show and replay that the day after Thanksgiving. So,
yes,
in that 5 o'clock hour, why don't we do what Rob just said and articulate for everybody some of the things that we just got done talking about that will then play the day after Thanksgiving. Boom, plays twice.
Yeah, that sounds good. Now, what are you talking exactly about? Basically,
Christians, Republicans,
Christianity,
how to vote.
And politics.
Thank you. That's a great synopsis. Yes, Christianity in politics and how you shouldn't run from them if you're a Christian.
Absolutely not. Okay? No, you should not.
So, in fact, you should run to them as a Christian.
Yes.
We'll talk about that next week and then play that again today after Thanksgiving. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right. We'll come right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. And if for all of you listening, if that's something you want friends and family to listen to, listen in next Friday, and we'll replay that again the day after Thanksgiving as well. So Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks. And we just got done talking to Rob at Mighty Hand, which, by the way, if you want to use Mighty Hand to do the actual work but have Enchanted Kitchens do the design, they work together and can make that happen. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-376-7588.
You need to stand in your new kitchen to know what works. You have some ideas based on pictures you found online, but you've never actually seen, touched, or felt the counters and cabinets that will become part of your daily life. The Enchanted Kitchens design team built their experience center with you in mind, so you could feel at home, only better, giving you the chance to visualize your new kitchen ahead of time. I'm Marie Christine with Crawford Broadcasting, and I'm over 5'10". I spend a lot of time bending over my countertops at home. The first time I visited the award-winning showroom at Enchanted Kitchens, I stood next to a countertop that reached my waist. Suddenly, I could imagine standing up straight to cook. As a Rush to Reason listener, the design team at Enchanted Kitchens will meet with you for free in their experience center to help you solidify your vision of a kitchen design that works. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
All right, folks, Affordable Interest Mortgage also will help you with how to get those things paid for and handled, and you can sometimes do that just through a refi of your mortgage. Kirk can also show you the asset manager loan, which I have, which works fabulous. And then on top of that, if you're looking at any kind of rental properties, he can do that as well and help you fund that also. So give him a call today, 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, folks, if you're involved in any kind of these bumper meetings, as our traffic individual just talked about a moment ago, Richard, you know what? If you find yourself in that particular situation, you might need a good shop, and they would love to help you out. And keep this in mind. No matter what the insurance company says, you can always go to a good shop for all your collision repair needs. You don't have to go where the insurance company says to go. So find the three shops in North Denver. There's two in North Glen and one in Commerce City. And it's easy. Just go to klzradio.com or call them directly at 720-541-7697.
You don't want to feel like just a number. Al Sturm, owner of A Good Shop Collision Repair, offers a different experience from the corporate conglomerates. After 40 years in the auto body industry, Al has been hearing the same thing from his customers for decades. Everybody's looking for a good shop, somewhere you can find quality service in a timely manner without wondering whether or not you're being ripped off. It's hard to know what's going on when nobody will talk to you. Today, as the owner of three locations in North Glen and Commerce City, Al gives his customers exactly what they're looking for, an independent, family-owned collision repair shop where you're more than just a number. At A Good Shop, not only will the final product be flawless and safe, covered by A Good Shop Lifetime Guarantee, but Al and his team will actually take the time to communicate what's going on with your vehicle. Visit klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
You know you ought to take a second look at your home and auto insurance because premiums keep going up, but you haven't set aside the time. Let Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts help you for free. Make one free phone call today to review your plan. 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
I Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, myself, Andy, Charlie, and you want to talk about the Pope some more?
I want to talk about the Pope some more because you know what I'm really sick and tired of, John? And not just him, but any religious leader. All you Christian religious leaders out there, if you claim to be pro-life, it is no longer okay for you then to advocate for, partner with, endorse, or fawn over politicians, not just in America, but worldwide, right, who absolutely slaughter the unborn.
Yeah, well said.
I'm telling you what, the modern Democrat Party is the greatest engine for slaughtering the unborn up until the day of birth that we have ever seen on planet Earth. And for this Pope to come out, and let's face it, he absolutely embraces Democrats. He distances himself from people like Trump, and Trump is trying to save the unborn. The Democrats slaughter left and right. And it is no longer okay. It is no longer something we can just look away from and say, well, you know, he's not into politics. That's not his thing. He's endorsing because of... No, I've had it. You are embracing people, not just here in America, but people worldwide, Mr. Pope, who slaughter, kill, oppress, maim, and do every horrible thing you can imagine. And I have had it with you claiming that you love God and you love the unborn. Save it. Save it. Spare us. Save the breath. I'm not listening. And I can't believe anybody listens to you anymore. I've had it. I've just had it.
Andy, well said, by the way. And I think what you just said a moment ago, A, you're spot on. B, I appreciate you saying it. And I've said this many, many times. If you claim to be a Christian, and I use the word claim loosely, you claim to be a Christian, and yet you'll vote for the Democrat Party that believes in killing the unborn. And let's just take that one aspect. We can take all the others the platform believes in, but just that one aspect, just that one belief that the Democrats believe in. That alone is enough for you to say, I can't vote for you.
And by the way, next Friday, we'll go into other aspects. The entire platform, the way it is aligned, is absolutely anti-God in every conceivable way. And I'll go into that next Friday. I will. Remember, I was raised as one.
It'll be perfect. And we can play that again on, you know, the day after Thanksgiving for those that, you know, maybe don't get to hear next Friday. They can listen that Friday as well. Or they can listen to both and have family members listen.
You know, it was always a dirty little secret growing up as a...
As a liberal?
Yeah. We loved candidates like Jimmy Carter who had claimed to be Christian. and say that they were, oh, Andy, how can you say it's just a claim? I can say it's just a claim. Okay? He was advocating and pushing things that were absolutely against scripture. Okay? And he was pushing things and partnering with people. By the way, Jimmy Carter was partnering with a party that at its roots was flooded with all the biggest enemies of the faith you could possibly find, especially in academia.
David, you're next. What's going on, David?
Hey, John, Andy.
Hey, Dave.
We call him Pope Che. Che Guevara. I mean, he is so far. He is so far out there. He's made environmentalist part of the doctrine, and he just in the last month approved gay
civil unions,
and there was a individual up there giving a sermon the day after he did that about how the doctrine states that we don't do this and do that, and I was so tempted to stand up in the middle of church and go, I think you got to change that because Pope Che just changed all of that. I mean, the difference is the European church is totally different than the church in America. The church in America is 10 times more conservative and a heck of a lot more doctrine than the people over there. So,
what do you do with the idea, David, that people say, well, it's only doctrine, it only matters when he's speaking ex cathedra, and all the rest of the time, he can say anything he wants on politics and bond with anybody and support anybody he wants, and none of that has any impact. It doesn't matter. See, I'm a guy who, I believe you are where you stand. Okay, what do you think?
Well, I'm guilt-ridden Irish Catholic. I was born to feel guilty, but my mother was the tour guide for Gilt Airlines, so she was a wonderful Irish mother, but I could give a rat's rear end what anybody with a white collar stands up there on the altar in Rome says. I just go by my conversation and my belief is the man upstairs, and I don't give a damn what any of them do. So
I'm sorry, but Pope Che and Gilt Airlines, those are going to live
awesome.
With me.
I'm using that one again. That's awesome, David. Good job.
Well,
awesome.
If you believe, if they believe in what they believe in, then tear down that 50-foot wall around the place and melt down every damn piece of gold that's in that cathedral and start handing it out to the people. But they live a gilded life there. It's amazing.
Well said, David. Thanks, man. That is that's perfect timing. And yeah, well, what can I say?
You know, there are a lot
through the Vatican, by the way.
No.
Oh, it's quite the thing.
There are a lot of great Catholics who feel the same way.
David's spot on when he's talking about the Vatican. You know, it's its own country. You know.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like, you know, it's in its own world, basically.
It's a country with a wall.
Yeah,
John.
It's a country with a wall.
But that's sinful, you know. That's sinful. The Pope doesn't like us doing that.
Yeah, Okay, anyways, Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, where there is no wall, and you can get your car fixed whenever you want.
That's great.
There's Extreme Auto Repair. And I mean that, you know, not really in jest, folks. It's true. That you name it, they'll take care of you. It doesn't matter, and I'll say this all day long, too. It doesn't matter what side of the fence you come on politically. They will take care of you, your vehicle, sell you tires at cost, whatever you need, they're there for you. 303-841-1071. Find them at klzradio.com.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter @RushToReason and on Facebook.com/RushToReason.
All right, folks, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, Charlie, putting wraps on the week. Don't forget, I'll be back in the morning, Fix It Radio, first thing in the morning, followed up by Drive Radio. Be watching this weekend. I would not be surprised if we didn't see some tighter things coming out of Governor Polis on Sunday. I don't know why I'm saying that. It's just gut feeling.
See, now, there you go, ruining my dinner.
I'm sorry.
Just by saying Polis.
I'm sorry. I just think the handwriting's on the wall. We'll see.
He's a dictator.
He is a little dictator. And that's exactly what he'll try to do.
He makes me sick.
He will dictate to the rest of us how to do things. So, all right. We're going to get out of here, folks. Enjoy your night. We do appreciate it very much. We'll be back next week for another full round of Rush to Reason. Don't worry. But again, don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow. Fix It Radio in the morning, followed by Drive Radio. Don't forget, the first hour replays next. We had a great time, by the way. So enjoy that. And enjoy your evening, folks. Stay safe. God bless. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.